Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Programme number 30. Hello, I'm John.
I'm Barbara. Hi.
而我呢，是王恩喜。我们又自我介绍了一番，因为我们希望从这一讲起，又有些新朋友、新听众开始收听我们的节目。好，我们欢迎你收听第30讲。
The 30th program.
Wow, 30 programs. That's a lot.
Yes, we've been bringing you these programs for about 8 months.
8 months? Doesn't time fly?
你还记得
Doesn't time fly?
这句话吗？在上一讲里 Uncle Norm 没想到 Harry 和 Francis 已经搬走那么长时间了。他说过 Doesn't time fly?
They've been there for 5 years now, you know.
5 years? Well, what do you know?Doesn't time fly?
今天这一讲刚开始的时候 ,Barbara 说
We've been bringing you these programs for about 8 months.
我们这个讲座已经广播了差不多8个月了。这句话所说的事情是过去开始的，现在仍在进行。怎样说明这种情况？这就是我们今天要学的内容。我们在前面第八讲里学过这样一句话
How long have you been in China?
回答是
I've been here for 2 weeks.
我到这里已经有2个星期了。这件事要从到达中国的时候算起，所以是在过去开始的，但是一直继续到今天，因为他现在还在中国。
I've been here for 2 weeks.
请注意
I have.
这两个词连在一起变成了
I've been.
I have been. I've been.
I've been here for 2 weeks. I've been in China since last week.
现在再来听一下那个问句
How long have you been in China?
你到中国有多久了？有人到中国去访问，你可以用这句话来问他们
How long have you been in China?
也可以这样问
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
这时候你就可能听到这样的回答
We've been here for 2 weeks.
如果是在北京见了客人可以这样问
How long have you been in Peking?
Since July.
如果是向别人打听客人到广州多长时间了，你可以这样问
How long have those visitors been in Guangzhou?
Oh, they've been in Guangzhou for a long time.
现在请你跟着 John 和 Barbara 练习说这几个句子。
How long have you been in China?
I've been here for a long time.
We've been here since last week.
你注意到了吗？刚才练习的这几个句子都包含动词 be， 相当于汉语中在什么地方的在，时态都是现在完成时。你还记得动词
be
的现在完成时是
have been, been, have been, have been. We've been here for 2 weeks.
还有一些动词也用现在完成时来表示某件事情是过去开始的，现在 仍在继续。例如
No, I've known John for about 2 years, and you've known about these programs for about 8 months.
Like, have you always liked these programs?
Understand, have you always understood these programs?
Well, I hope you've both liked and understood them.
如果需要用别的动词来表示过去开始、现在仍然进行的动作，可能就要用现在完成进行时。比如
，listen
这个动词就应该说
listening。You've been listening。
就说我们这个广播英语讲座吧。在今天这一讲开始的时候 ，Barbara 说过这样一句话。
We've been bringing you these programs for about 8 months.
如果这八个月你一直在收听，我们就可以说
You've been listening for about 8 months. You've been listening for about 8 months.
而你就可以说
I've been listening for about 8 months.
你是大约八个月以前从第一讲开始收听的。
You started listening about 8 months ago.
现在你继续在收听。今天在收听第三十讲。
Today you're listening to program number 30.
因此我们就可以说
You've been listening for about 8 months.
我们说的这个动作是在过去开始的，现在仍在继续。
You've been listening to English from Australia for about 8 months. That's 30 weeks.
You've been listening for about 30 weeks.
你就可以说
I've been listening for about 30 weeks.
Listen again and try it.
I've been listening for about 30 weeks.I've been listening for about 30 weeks.
下面三个例子说的也都是过去开始、现在仍在进行的动作。
We've been talking to you for about 8 months.
You've been learning English with us for nearly 8 months.
We've been helping you.
请跟着再说另外几个例子。
I've been learning.
You've been helping.
We've been talking.
We've been listening.
下面再练习一下，不过这回要说你自己。比如这样说
You've been learning.
你就说
I've been learning.
然后 Barbara 帮你核对。准备好了吗？
You've been listening.
I've been listening.
You've been talking.
I've been talking.
下面的练习，请你不说自己，而说对方。比如这样说
，We've，
你就说
，You've。
准备好了吗
？We've been helping.
You've been helping.
We've been talking.
You've been talking.
You 还记不记得 Jeff Howard? 他是我们这个节目制作组的成员，经常出去采访。不久以前有一场足球决赛，许多人在体育场门前排队买票。 Jeff Howard 和几个球迷谈了话。在今天这一讲里，我们就要听他们的几段对话。现在先学一个句子。
Have you been waiting long?
你等很长时间了吗？
Have you been waiting long?
下面请听 Jeff 和第一个球迷的谈话。
Hello.
Oh, g'day.
Have you been waiting long?
Yes, since yesterday morning.
Since yesterday morning? You've been waiting here for 24 hours.
Yes, that's right, 24 hours.
从这段对话里，你就了解到，球迷排队买票，往往排很长时间，甚至要排一两天。下面请听 Jeff 和第二个球迷的谈话。他们在谈话中用了一个词
Umbrellas,
意思是雨伞
Umbrellas.
现在请听他们的谈话。
And how long have you been waiting?
Since last night.
But it's been raining for hours.
Oh, that's okay. We've got umbrellas.
在上面两段对话里 ，Jeff 问了两个问题
：Have you been waiting long?
和
How long have you been waiting?
Listen again and try them.
How long have you been waiting? Have you been waiting long?
Jeff 得到的回答是什么呢?
Have you been waiting long?
Yes, since yesterday morning.
是的，从昨天早上就在这里排队了。他也可以不这样回答，而换一种说法。
Yes, I've been waiting here for 24 hours.
意思是，我已经在这儿等了24小时了。
Have you been waiting long?
这个问题要求用 yes 或 no 来回答。
Yes, since yesterday morning.
另外一个问题是怎样回答的呢?
How long have you been waiting?
Since last night.
从昨天晚上就在这里排队了，这里就不需要用 yes 或 no， 直接把情况说出来就行了。如果你说的不是自己，而是第三者的情况，你就可以说
，He's been waiting here， she's been waiting here。
这是日常会话里一种简短的说法，完整的说法应该是。
He has been waiting here. She has been waiting here.
She's been waiting here.
Listen again and try them.
He's been waiting here. She's been waiting here.
后来 Jeff 又谈到天气。
It's been raining for hours.
雨已经下了好几个钟头了。
It's been raining for hours.
这也是口语里使用的一种简短的说法。完整的说法应该是
It has been raining for hours. It has been raining for hours.
It's been raining for hours.
Listen again and try it.
It's been raining for hours.
后来 ，Jeff 又和第三个球迷谈话。这个人排在后边老远的地方，坐在一把椅子上。现在请听他们的谈话。
How long have you been waiting?
Oh, about 6 hours.
I see you've got a chair.
Yes, I've been sitting down. I wanted to be comfortable.
Well, it's still raining, so it's not very comfortable now, is it?
Oh, well, you can't have everything, can you?
这个球迷喜欢舒服，带来了一把椅子。他对 Jeff 说
I've been sitting down.
我一直坐着呢。
I've been sitting down.
现在把这几段对话连起来听一遍。
Hello.
Oh, g'day.
Have you been waiting long?
Yes, since yesterday morning.
Since yesterday morning? You've been waiting here for 24 hours.
Yes, that's right, 24 hours.
And how long have you been waiting?
Since last night.
But it's been raining for hours.
Oh, that's okay. We've got umbrellas.
How long have you been waiting?
Oh, about 6 hours.
I see you've got a chair.
Yes, I've been sitting down. I wanted to be comfortable.
Well, it's still raining, so it's not very comfortable now, is it?
Oh, well, you can't have everything, can you?
他们当然还要继续等下去，一直等到售票处开始卖票，而我们正好利用这个时间练习说说刚才听到的那些说法。说的时候注意
have
这个词，在日常会话中要简略为
of。 How long have you been waiting?
Listen again and try it.
How long have you been waiting?
请再练习几句。
I've been waiting since last night.
I've been waiting for 6 hours.
We've been sitting down.
下面我们请 Jeff 把球迷们已经开始而现在仍在等待买票的事概括地说一说，注意刚刚学过的一些用法。
Well, you've heard me talking to some people waiting outside the football ground. They've been waiting to buy tickets. It's very cold here and it's been raining since this morning. One man brought a chair and he's been sitting here for 6 hours.And the ticket office has just opened, so these people won't have to wait much longer. This is a very wet Jeff Howard reporting.
Jeff 说得不错，他在现场进行报道的时候浑身都淋湿了。你注意到了吗？ Jeff 是怎样说到过去开始现在仍在进行的各项活动的呢？比如等候
waiting.How long have you been waiting?
I've been waiting since last night.
再比如下雨
Raining. It's been raining since this morning.
Sitting. I've been sitting down.
现在我们做练习。假设 John 就坐在你旁边，像在等什么人，你用
How long?
开头向他提问。 Barbara 告诉你该问他哪方面的情况，请你先听清楚要问的情况，然后再提问。准备好了吗？
Waiting? How long have you been waiting?
Oh, about 4 hours.
下面再问三句。第一句
Sitting down. How long have you been sitting down?
Oh, an hour.
第二句
Talking to us. How long have you been talking to us?
Twenty minutes.
第三句可要注意，不要说 you.
Raining. How long has it been raining?
Since last week.
听 John 刚才说话的口气，他不喜欢下雨，也不愿意老等着。不过人们在许多情况下就需要等待，对吗？比如夫妻俩有时也要等候。
Yes, husbands wait for wives.
And wives wait for husbands.
是的，可能你们俩说的都对。现在有一对夫妇约好了在这条街上见面。他们正在互相等待。我们需要来点街头的噪音。你还需要了解下面三个单词。
A restaurant.
饭馆。
A restaurant. A restaurant.
Probably.
可能。
Probably. Probably.
Mistake.
错误。
Mistake. Mistake.
哦，等了这么久，两人还没见着。妻子等了半天，才忽然看见丈夫走过来。我们听听他们的对话。
Oh, there you are.
Well, where have you been?
Where have I? What do you mean? I've been standing here waiting for you.
But I've been waiting for you.
Where?
Inside the restaurant over there.
Oh.You mean you've been sitting down, drinking tea, probably, and I've been standing here, waiting.
Yes. I thought you said inside, so...
I said outside the restaurant.
Well, maybe I made a mistake. Sorry I kept you waiting.
We've probably all waited for others. At the same time, we've probably all waited for others.如果让别人等了，你就可以用刚才那位先生的话说
：“Sorry, I kept you waiting。”
对不起，让你久等了。
“Sorry, I kept you waiting。”
或者说
：“Sorry, I've kept you waiting。”“Sorry, I've kept you waiting。”
或者简单一点儿就说
：“Sorry, I'm late。”
对不起，我来晚了。
“Sorry, I'm late。”
Listen again and try them.
Sorry I kept you waiting. Sorry I've kept you waiting. Sorry I'm late.
今天这一讲也该结束了，不然的话，我回去也要对妻子说 Sorry I'm late.在今天这一讲里，我们学了怎样谈论过去开始、现在仍然进行的活动。这是第三十讲。
Our 30th program.
在结束以前，我们把那一场小小的误会再放一遍。在你听的时候，我跟 John 和 Barbara 可得先走了。下一讲再会。
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, there you are.
Well.Where have you been?
Where have I... What do you mean? I've been standing here waiting for you.
But I've been waiting for you.
Where?
Inside the restaurant over there.
Oh, you mean you've been sitting down, drinking tea probably, and I've been standing here waiting.
Yes. I thought you said inside, so...
I said outside the restaurant.
Well, maybe I made a mistake. Sorry I kept you waiting. Thank you.